been on lately. 30 women in my room to replace you, baby. To fall in love, it was never me. I took the chance and I didn't leave. I ain't regular, I'm so different. I'm back up on my shit again.
To be a passion, I can tell you a little bit apprehensive. My flow is uncomprehendable, call me the fifth dimension. To you, I must be alien, but I ain't hopping fences. My spending is on a budget, can't say the same for defense. For the US of A, your homie, yes, I like to mention. This country's like a junkie, and we need an intervention. For the cheddar, the bread, and the lettuce, we fucking seeming to get it. People starving, they taking the cash of credit. Hold up, didn't get it? I'm talking about the currency, the thing that makes God fear a man come and murder me. Thing that's preventing the war vet from having surgery. Reason that war vet was injured from insurgency. I had to pause, man. This shit was right to nerve me. Media fucking liars. We shook a victim of perjury, but instead of bailouts, we should give a maximum prison. But Sally Mae ain't gotta pay. That's just capitalism.
Medallion to Jackson's. I am for real. Never meant to make it dog to cry, but the dollar signs how we stay alive. Medallion to Jackson's. I am for real.
To all my slack nappers and some poor kids who made it to a state school but can't afford it. Who care more about their Concord Jordans when they tuition's like a full-blown mortgage, man. See, that's how it is. That's a broke-ass kid. Community colleges. You're taking classes and getting your knowledge in. But them lies that they tell you be faking in college. Injections, injecting the youth with thoughts of success and sending them off to jobs that dead ended. And oops, forgot to mention, welcome to life, here's your prison sentences. 9-to-5 job is how we stay alive and provide for a family. You stay up on your grind until the day you die. We never aim high because they teach us not to strive. Wave your middle fingers high, come on.
We're dying for Jackson. I am for real. Never meant to make it dog to cry, but the dollar signs how we stay alive. We killin' the Jacksons, I am for real. Never meant to make it dog to cry, but the dollar signs how we stay alive.
Yeah, I said it's all about the money, man. Yeah, we fucking killin' for the money, man. Yeah, we're always stealing for the money, man. For the money, man. It's all about the money, man. Yeah, we're fucking robbing for the money, man. Yeah, you fucking cheating for the money, man. Yeah, but the money ain't a person, so kick the verse in.
Realize that at least the dignity of their theft is that they were starving and they did that to feed their family. They didn't steal it so they could look cool in front of their friends and buy joy. They didn't steal it so they could try and feel like the man in front of their people. They didn't steal it. It wasn't for the grand. It wasn't for YouTube. It wasn't for post up and to brag about. It was the case of
your car.
I respect poor people, you know, fuck them a lot more than I respect
your car,
because they don't need it. Besides, a petty criminal steals.
Listen,
you know, that's some gang shit. Or what if someone's country is saying,
you
don't want to hear from the country overthrown.
Listen,
water resources, shit like that.
Yo, Danger, I see you.
Listen. Yo, you're pausing. If a rap's too good for these days, it seems that anybody is good in these days. Hold up, ain't no scoop in the bar for these days. If we pick things, let me play in the car for these days. And chill, hold it down with a rap for these days. The hook bang, they can take it for pop for these days. Let's rob for me, they show me you're not for these days. Son of rap into his rap, get a rock for these days. Yo, it's more than life, he dancing these days. Look soon, put the world in a trance in these days. Recycle, most singers are canned in these days. Only things sort of tight they pan in these days. Uh-oh, that's how it is, no baggy for these days. No new friends, uh-oh, they catty in these days. Get a beat, got a duck in the patty in these days. Fans that used to love it is aggy in these days. Uh-oh, all I need is a train. a couple dimes, couple dogs, get a couple of boards and a couple drives, couple hits, pay for it, we're saving the company out. Another song, another point, we're taking another spot. Yeah. Yo, I feel like I just hit the ladder, man. The headline, man, the rapper that can follow me. Whatever, the shit you say is on the platter, man. You see me going full speed and try to throttle me. Yep, yep, yep. I feel like I just hit the ladder, man. The headline, man, the rapper that can follow me. Whatever, the shit you say is on the platter, man. You see me going full speed and try to throttle me. Yep, 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 yep. We get 50 on them. When your whole team clean, you get 50 on them. When your fit on point, you get 50 on them. And when that whip on point, you get 50 on them. Shorty look like cash, she get 50 on them. Got it shaking the ass, she get 50 on them. Might just pull a slash, she get 50 on them. Little ratchet with class, she get 50 on them. I'm finna hop in the bin and these lines. Overcharged, throw the car to get chopped with these lines. Put me on a smack with these lines. Penny taking hands, set like a hat with these lines. Go crazy, let's spread the act. Cancel making, I can turn into friends with these lines. Uh-oh, we go back to back with these lines. I'ma get it, better get it to smash with these lines. Uh-oh, all my boys are choosing these days. Can the hand open, they're the same in these days. I was made for these days, it's a pain in these days. After this, better switch up the ways in these days. I'm back in these days, in the flesh in these days. You ain't got a gun for these days. Heavy crop, they ain't built for the rep in these days. Heavy crop, tell me give me the rest for these days. Smoking rap, why you give me the brain in these days? I'm a nut. I'm so special, ain't I? I'm smoking out the brain in these days. I'm a nut and I'm a nut. I'm so special, ain't I? Yo, I feel like I just hit the line. The headline ain't the rapper that you follow me. Whatever, you say it on the fly, man. You see me going full speed and try to follow me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy fat, said she let her smoke trip, so I bought a 50 stack. Told her from the jump, my, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't sure daddy, but got a for the kids, put a smile on the face, cause your boy said he's joking. All the homies call me corny, cause the shit that I be smoking.
Yeah.
So it's giving me a week and I had that ass open. I'm certified gangster, so the rest that I be told. Shorty look focused, think of my wife, I know she keep it, my little one is like her. So baby girl, let me know what to do. Like eight keys and us and mom trying to make me my boat. I'ma put you on game, can't wait for another day. I pull you to the side and this is what I gotta say.
I got a new girl, cause I ain't anywhere by my life. I said I got a new girl, finally found somebody I can put in cash. I said I got a new girl, might fuck around and pull a ring. I said I got a new girl, I'm fucking with my new girl.
So when I seen her, knew it was a rat. Started flirting with her, started flirting back. Yo, they hit me on the jack, she said hit me on the snap. Followed on the gram, then followed right back. Now we need every chat, from AM to the PM. On that yo Gotti, go down in the DM, so go down in the DM. When they what she be showing, ain't the same pictures on the net that she be posting. I'm on that cool shit, know I play the smooth shit. Usually girl, I take my time, you, I gotta move quick. Swim line like, damn, I gotta prove shit. Telling me I'm special, cause she really don't do this. Baby girl, it is what it is. In another year, so I'm trying to have me a kid. Just to make you a believer, tell you every day. Even tell the world what the fuck I gotta say.
I got a new girl, cause I ain't anywhere by my life. Well, I said I got a new girl, finally found somebody I can put in cash. I said I got a new girl, might fuck around and put a ring on. I said I got a new girl, I'm fucking with my new girl. I said I got a
Big Mom, the ones and twos, coming up the fire like, hi-ya!
to that and everything. We got to talk about Colin Kaepernick gracing the cover of the GQ magazine. You know what I mean? That's a good look for that brother. We're talking about Meek Mill getting that appeal and the rally that they have from out there in Philly. So we're going to talk about that. We also got to talk about the NBA. You know what I mean? This week in NBA, what happened last week, the Cavs, the Knicks, the Warriors, Philly. There's a lot going on in the NBA, man. So we're going to get into that. You know, B-Live going to drop some knowledge. He got a rant that he always do for y'all. You know what I mean? You know that's coming this week. You know what I mean? Y'all missed the freestyle last week, man. You know what I mean? The brother went off. I posted it on the page in the radio Instagram, man. Go check it out. Big Mont posted it on his page at Big Mont. So go check out B-Live, little freestyle. Once in a while, he give us some bars. You know what I mean? So he dropped something on us last week that was real official, like a ref with a whistle.
Y'all
you
real funny, mean? Man. Y'all some funny guys.
That ref at the soccer game.
We got a guest coming through later on, you know what I mean? Brother by the name of The Real Shields. And then, man, he right from the town, Hempstead. You know what I mean? He's from that 100 block back when they called it the El Dorado. You know what I mean? He's from that era, a terrorist. So he coming through. He got some new music that he want to let be heard, that he wants to be heard over the air. And he said he's ready for that freestyle. He said, you know, it's nothing. So, you know what I mean?
He didn't know words.
Yeah, exactly. He said, it's nothing. He said, he's ready for the freestyle. We played one of his tracks last week. And he's also featured on one of the tracks with our cousin, Tragic, on that joint on radio. That's him on the third race. So, yeah, I definitely know who that brother is. We played that song plenty of times. But you know where we started to show up for how the week went. We're going to kick with you, Big Ma. How was your week, brother?
Man, my week was 7 days long. How was
it? 7 days long? I like that.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I ain't got nothing to complain about. Did a lot of sleeping. Did a lot of NyQuil. That's basically it. I never made it to the movie. I'm still going to see the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was just a rest up week. And I'm about to go hard next week.
Well, what are they saying about that movie? What's the reviews on it?
I actually haven't heard any. I'm going to listen to them. I want to see them watch up.
Oh, okay.
I already decided I'm going to see it. I'm going to see the IMAX. See the IMAX 3D.
I'm pretty sure it made plenty of money.
Yeah, they will make some more.
Yeah. Nah, definitely. I hear you.
But I saw Thor a couple weeks back when that first came out.
How was that?
The story was bugged out, but the action was crazy. The
action
is crazy, the visuals
are
crazy.
That's where it's going, just really for the visuals and the action.
Right. Yeah,
the storyline is what now?
I don't know,
basically,
he got kidnapped, and he was, they getting ready to do this Infinity War shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they built him up for that. That's going to be like all the Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Damn.
Yeah, Spider-Man, everybody going to be in it.
Mm.
So they working up for that, and, It's going to be something. It's going to be something. I'm looking forward to that supposed to come out next year. Saw the clip of Vin Diesel on playing Ludacris. Somebody just shot his part for the Avengers movie.
He in it too?
He's Groot. The only thing he says is, I am Groot. I'm sure he did his whole session in like a day.
Mm.
You say I am Groot like four times, four different ways, and then he's done.
Well, of course, said, shout out to Rob Bell, you know what I mean? He said Thor was super ass. Looking good. You know what I mean? Definitely shout out to Rob Bell, brother part of the Bandit Wear family.
That's so.
It was good. He cut his hair. He broke his hammer. This is the action.
Oh, okay.
The storyline didn't really follow.
You didn't care for it?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
He
said, "Super ass." That's what he said. How's your week, Vic?
Hey, my week was straight, man. You know, but this week I got back down, took it to the nitty gritty with it. You understand what I'm saying? Got back down to the nitty gritty with it. And one thing I realized, and one thing I understood, was this, and that is that the truth doesn't care about who you are. The truth don't care. I said this before, but I'm gonna reiterate it, man. The truth don't give a damn what you feel about it. You understand? Because the truth gonna speak for itself. And what I mean by that is this. The facts are the facts. So, your little beliefs can have you feeling all fuzzy on the inside, you know what I mean? Make you feel real good about reality. But the truth don't give a damn about how you feel about it. You understand?
Yeah,
the truth could be ugly, baby.
But when you put little in front of something,
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It do, right? Let me stop. I don't want to talk about people like that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not.
Your little belief.
I'm not. But, I want to get a little personal story right here. You understand what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm a naturalistic type of person, you know? I'm a natural person. I'm a person of science. You understand? So, but, you know, I extend it to the point where I feel that in science, all you got is nature, you know? There's no such thing as the supernatural unless you could prove to me that the supernatural affects things that happen in nature. You understand? So I remember this when I first started really getting into, evolution and things like that. And, I was raised in the church. You understand what I'm saying? Not actually raised in the church like some people are, but, you know, I went to church I went to Catholic school. You understand? We have religion classes and stuff like that. So I learned about this stuff. So there was always questions I had to ask. But in my mind, it was like never question God. And it was like, you feel like you question them, it's a sin. So, you know, you run away from those type of feelings. You understand?
Right.
So this plagued me all through my life, all through my 30s. You understand what I'm saying? And for all them years, I was fighting, just letting the evidence speak for itself. And I remember where I couldn't lie to myself no more. And I ain't gonna say I stood up. And I'm trying to, you know, I may be dramatic when I speak this. But you know what? I may be a dramatic type person. You know, I like to write. You know, you look at my past, you see little drawings and things. Like, I'm a weird guy. But that's neither here nor there. But, you know, I looked up and I'm like, yo, show me a sit-on, baby. Show me something. And it was nothing, man. You understand what I'm saying? So I got to let the evidence speak for itself, man. So
you want some evidence?
Yeah, exactly, man. You know? That's what the evidence points to. So that's how my week went, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Nah.
You know? I feel like thunder's caused by natural processes. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no thunder God. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
No, that's cool.
I feel like earthquakes are caused by natural processes. There's no person out there making earthquakes. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We know these processes.
Hurricanes.
We know how these type of things go.
I don't know. There's talk that people are making hurricanes.
Oh yeah, we know about that. But you know that's not here. We know they happen naturally. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But when we talk about the origin of life, since we don't know it, that's when we can start talking about God. You understand what I'm saying? They say, oh, well, God did this or God did that. Well, you don't know how he did it. Evolution can't explain this. But when you say stuff like that, you're not providing evidence for what you're saying. All you're saying is that this couldn't have done it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like if the ancient Egyptians couldn't build a pyramid, that automatically means the aliens did. You know?
Yeah.
There's 100
you gotta find
that. Exactly. There's a million different other ways to pyramids to the guy here. You don't got to just jump to the damn aliens just because if the ancient Egyptians didn't do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But that's not there nor there. What's up with you, Ace? How was your weak brother?
No, I'm just saying the theory behind that, like the alignment of the pyramids all over the globe, not just in Egypt.
Yeah.
They're saying that's why it's a global thing. It's on an axis, sort of thing.
So what that proved, that aliens did it?
No, I'm from India.
Well, okay.
You would never know.
If you never know what that alien is,
we don't never know anything. To be honest,
we back at that, right? We do know stuff.
Yeah, we know stuff.
What do we know?
We know what we perceive as reality.
Okay. Is that hat that he's wearing, does that say BW?
Does it?
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
I suppose it's
you don't know if that's. You see what I'm saying? Now you don't know it say BW.
Yeah, I know it's a bandit with.
Alright, so how did you prove that's what exactly what it says?
I can't prove it. That's what I was taught.
You can't prove that they say BW.
That's what I was taught.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just like with religion, that's what they were taught.
Mm-hmm.
Evolution, that's taught.
Mm-hmm.
Wiping your ass, that's taught. Taking it to the nappy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying it's true.
Make sense?
It do make sense, but it also makes sense that would you argue that things fall to the ground when you drop it? Yeah, but because it's based off of observation. These are observations, right?
If it's heavier than air, we'll drop.
Right. That's all. Yeah. Hey.
Before I get to my week, G Money Sack said, do you believe that the government is using weather machines?
Do I believe the government is using weather machines?
Yeah.
There's a difference in what I believe and what I can prove.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Do I believe that the government is making weather machines? Of course I do believe it. You understand what I'm saying? I think that the government... Do I think that it's a possibility for them to control the weather? Yes, of course I believe that. Can I prove that they've been doing it? No, I can't. But I have a belief that they do it.
What makes you believe that?
Because they got the technology. I can't say that they have the technology for it, but I mean, I've heard that they have the technology for it. You know, I don't put it past them. Yeah, I heard that they had it for years. I wouldn't put it past them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I believe it.
You want to hear something real crazy?
It's not based on actual evidence,
no,
but I believe it.
This is on the actual evidence.
Yeah.
When they were talking about colonizing Mars,
mm-hmm.
they talked about feeding the atmosphere.
Yeah.
For humans. How do you talk about somebody's plan to take over, first of all?
He said somebody's led it. We don't know if they're living there.
Exactly. What if they are? It's like if some aliens came in, like, you know, we can't read this shit. Just switch it up.
You right.
Anyway, it's always a week.
we could go in this direction forever.
It's crazy. It's not people want to chime in on this because I got another comment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shimmy Sharice Beauty. Shout out to her. She said Geostorm. And then she said the technology that controls the weather.
I'm gonna break it down to you real quick, man. Cause you know I used to get into this a lot, man.
Right.
It's man, I keep forgetting the name of it.
That's something that just came out, Jill. I didn't see it. That Geostorm movie.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
I mean, that's crazy. Listen, is it possible that they are? Man, you can't put shit past the government, man.
It ain't just our government.
Not just mine in general. Like you can't put shit past man or woman.
Sometimes the government is like wrestling.
Why you say that?
I think they all plot.
You know, you can't put nothing past them, man. You never know.
All right, here we go. So, it is true. Go ahead.
Hold on. Wow. To do, Rob Bell said facts, H-A-A-R-P.
Harp.
Yeah, harp. And Shimmy Sharice said the same thing. It's about harp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, harp has definitely been known. You know, I mean, I've been watching Alex Jones for years. He's been one of the people that it first introduced me to the topic of harp and everything. I never really went deep into the research. I know I'm scientific, man. You know what I mean? I never really went deep into it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But what I can speak about is this. Weather modification has been confirmed to happen. You understand? As Mont said, the weather season. So I'm on Wikipedia right now. People are going to get at me for using Wikipedia. But, I mean, it's out in the open. All right? Weather modification is... weather modding is the act of intentionally manipulating or altering the weather. The most common form of weather modification is cloud seeding. To increase rain or snow, usually for the purpose of increasing local water supply. Weather modification can also have the goal of preventing damaging weather, such as hail hurricanes, from occurring or providing damaged weather against the enemy. What? You took it to a whole nother level. We just talk about water supplies and stuff like that, then they just snuck that in there, man. Or provoking damaging weather against the enemy. As a tactic of military or economic warfare, like Operation Popeye, where the clouds were seeded to prolong the monsoons of Vietnam.
Wow.
I know it's confirmed, buddy.
It's confirmed. It rained for a long time, though, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It rained everywhere.
It rained for a long time doing that. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
G Money Stack said, we never seen what the weather machine looked like. You know, she said, you know what I'm saying? Hurricanes, tornadoes, thunderstorms, and earthquakes was not by men. It's been happening for centuries.
Mm.
I guess, you know.
Now you're right.
You know, it don't seem like he's too not a believer of the weather machine.
Mm.
Now, but, you know, maybe they've been doing it for then now. Like yeah. I said, it's been around. Natural causes have been disasters been around for a long
time.
That's been around a long time, though. You look at, you know, Noah's.
Nah, I guess it's true, man. If they can do this, if you think about it, man, now that's extreme power right there. And another thing that gets, yo, we really be going off into a whole different topic.
Yeah, I know, right?
Ask my man G Money Stacks, everybody that's watching this, yo. Mm-hmm. So I signed up for like one of those companies that they send you clothes and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they wanted to put my credit card on file.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, cool. They give me the option to scan my credit card. I just put it to the camera. And everything just goes straight through.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, this technology is crazy, man. We just read that they control in the weather, that they can control the weather.
Right.
What the hell is that chip for?
What chip are you talking about?
In the credit card.
Oh, they say security reasons.
But nobody knows what it really is.
Right.
Well, right.
He said natural disasters like snowstorms, not by men either. That's what G-Money Stack said.
I know you've seen the video.
I mean, they're not naturally by men, but I guess what we're showing is that they can manipulate it and cause them to come. So
right.
That's real.
Have you seen the video of dude burnt snow?
Nah.
Burnt snow. And it burnt.
Burnt snow?
It burnt. It didn't melt. It burnt.
Really?
Yeah.
He'd be doing a lot of stuff, man.
No, I actually seen it.
Now, listen, if we see snow somewhere in South America, then you know something is up.
Yeah.
You
don't put it past them, man.
If you see it in, out there in the Caribbean, you know something is up.
Yeah.
You know, but it says,
yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this weather modification stuff is kind of serious, man, and it definitely can happen, so... You know, you gotta get real with it, man. You definitely have to get real with it, man. So Big Mom, what up with you, bro? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling like the loudest.
You feeling like the? You feeling like me today?
Hold on, what's for?
I'm gonna go read a book.
You trying to blame me, man?
Timmy Sharif said, "Does anyone know about CERN? You ever heard of that?"
CERN, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the that's with the collider, right? Like they do the molecules, like they would put the molecules together, right?
Just hit that thing blow up the earth.
Huh?
The collider, can't it blow up the earth if it goes wrong?
If it goes wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He said, how did you burn snow that's made of water?
I'm telling you. Put it light into a snow wall.
Yeah, it's particle physics, sorry. Yeah, I knew it. They collide particles together. That's how they found the Higgs boson, which they call the God particle. You understand what I'm saying? So what they're doing is a lot of times they try to accelerate particles at light speeds or close to light speeds to each other. And they feel like they could find out new particles by doing this. You understand what I'm saying? Or particles that was actually present when the Earth first formed, you know, like right after the Big Bang or whatever. And this stuff is interesting. Particle physics is a topic that I once got into. This was like back. And maybe 8-9 years ago, you understand, when I was still in college.
Mm-hmm.
And particle physics is rough. You know, I'm more on biology, like I could talk more about biology, but physics is definitely a topic that's tough and difficult. I don't really know too much about in the physical world, you know, the physics world. So she, or whoever telling you, they probably going to have to school us a little bit more. You know what I mean? What they say about science?
Now, she said, does anyone know of science? Yeah, she's actually...
Yeah, I know something.
Yeah, he knows
it. Yeah, it's like particle physics, and they colliding particles together at light speeds, and it's interesting. You know what I mean? They find some interesting things, but it's difficult to get into, man. Physics is not an easy topic, yo.
Not easy.
Not easy. You know, cell biology is not easy too,
mm-hmm.
And you know, evolution is not easy too. But that's the thing when I tell y'all about science and knowledge. Knowledge takes years, like I said. I've been studying evolution alone just for 8 years, and I feel like I'm a novice. You understand what I'm saying? People spend 20 years doing this, and you get a dude that's talking about they know everything. They'll tell you how the universe got started. They'll tell you about particle physics. They'll tell you about biology, and they know about all this stuff. But they don't have, you can't tell them one book. They can't point out a book. This is what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying? Like, exactly. They just talking. It's easier to just talk and tickle your ears.
You know what that is.
What's that?
They think they know everything.
True.
So they don't learn anything.
Exactly. You know, you listening about melanin. You listening to some dudes that don't know anything about chemistry, and they're telling you about melanin. And they don't know nothing about chemistry. They got no chemistry degrees. Half these guys ain't even paying attention to chemistry in high school. Damn, they never took a college class in chemistry. They listening to some of these other cats. You ask them about their credentials. They ain't got no goddamn credentials. So it's just a whole bunch of lie built upon lie built upon lie that all of a sudden becomes true. And then when you ask them to see actual documents, they can't give you any. That's what, and you know, it's easy, like I said, to listen to that and be like, damn, science is beautiful. It makes me feel great about being myself. Oh, my God, I love this. I love it. True, that's cool. But real truth don't give a damn how you feel about it. You understand what I'm saying?
You want to hear something true?
Wait, 1 second, man. Check it. All right, dig this. What if science was to tell you tomorrow you ain't shit? Web of Science, not to mean that, but to just say, you know what? You descended from ape-like creatures. Mm-hmm. You wasn't specially created by God. And then another dude was to come up to you being like, how is that true? You mean to tell me that all I am is ape? You know, if the evidence points to that, then that's what it is. Some people ain't going to listen to that. But, and they'll just be like, you know what? Damn, so I love it when I go in here and they be telling me, it's all right, man, don't worry about it. All your problems going to go away if you just believe in the God and this, that, and the third. But we go, this ain't getting in there, man. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we still don't know how 8 week went.
Exactly. How your week went, man? How your week went, brother?
That's it, man. It's happening. The people, you know, they engage, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Now, my week was cool. Still doing the gym things. I mean, went a few days last week.
Yes, sir.
Get my workout on. Was a little sore, but
You brainwashed, son.
Huh?
You brainwashed.
Why is it that?
Scientist is lying. working out. How can you prove that working out makes you feel better?
Well.
You lying. You fell for the trick.
Know what makes somebody feel better?
You do feel good. Your body do feel good, man. It definitely does.
You know what makes you feel good?
Yeah, no, I think you feel crazy the next day.
That's okay.
It would be a motherfucker. Like I said, I'm still doing the gym thing. The gym thing still working out. My daughter's after school program had like a little Thanksgiving festival. So I went to that on Friday. It was cool, man. Mad little kids running around and shit, man, making a damn noise. They playing bingo. The kids, you know, so it was like five different groups of each grade, first grade, second grade. So I don't know how it was set up where somebody from each grade won. You know, won the bingo game. I don't know how the hell that shit happened. But that's how it was set up and everything. You know, the kids had a good time out there. I chilled and had a good time. Got my eat on. Had some of the drinks. Because, you know, a lot of parents brought in food that they cook. I didn't eat none of that shit, though. I didn't. I had like some of the desserts and stuff, but them kids, they was mopping that shit, man.
Yeah,
kids was going in. You know, my daughter, she ain't good. And then in the car on the way home, she knocked out, so she had to eat it. She either ate good, not she no good. You know what I'm saying?
You one of them? You go to a party, like, who cooked this?
That depends. Nah, I got my eat on, but most of the time when I go to with her. But at that, just at that particular function, man, I was like, nah, I'm not fucking with none of this shit, man.
I don't believe it. But it's like I said, you go to McDonald's, you'll be like, who cooked this?
You know what I mean? Some of the parents didn't look shaky. I said, nah. I ain't doing it.
You can't judge the book by its cover,
Ace. Listen, I couldn't do it, man. Who looked at it, though? I did see somebody mac and cheese look damn good, though. It looked like some shit that somebody not trying to make. You know what I mean? That mac did look good, but I said, nah. That's a big looking fish. I ain't going to front.
Everybody makes their stuff different. Man.
Yeah, they do.
Well, we get into that when we start talking about Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
He had the food on deck, right? Woo-hoo. Big chicken egg roll? Woo-hoo. I know. I should have got a piece of that action, man. but now, you know, we might as well transition right now to the Thanksgiving talk.
Yes, sir. Shout out to all the people in the check-in first. You know what I mean? Everybody who checked in. Damon, our cousin, and Vic Pratt. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big Mont.
Big Mont?
Shout out to... On Facebook, yeah.
Okay.
Joe Cousins, you already know Joe Cousins.
Joe
you just got married.
In the minute. Word, yeah. Congratulations,
Ring
brother.
Ring a bell, you already know who that is. That's your boy.
Oh,
EB.
EB, yeah.
Hondo.
Hondo.
Shout out to Jeff, you know what I mean? On the check-in.
Okay.
Check in for a second. Shout out to Q, you know what I mean?
Okay, Kim Rocker.
Yes, sir. All
right.
Shout out to my man from high school, Mike, man. I've seen a lot of videos he had.
Bro, what?
Nah, Mike Lewis, man. They switched up our, we both went to ball when they switched up our diplomas.
Mm.
You know, they give you the, you know, when you graduate,
yeah.
He's always same class, everything, man. So I got his diploma. He said Mike Lewis, you got mine. I said Bradley Lewis, man.
Obviously,
you
got yours now. Okay,
all right.
I can't even find my diploma. I don't know where that shit is at, man.
High school, I mean, it's so funny, man, because I know you got kids or whatever. How do you tell them that, you know, high school is important, but it ain't really, you know. Yeah, exactly, basically.
Well, listen, I thought I'm going to graduate high school, man. Graduate high school,
yeah.
You know.
I had a quick story. I'm 7 years older than my brother.
Mm.
Why? He went to school one day. He told him he had in school suspension. And it was my name.
Mm. A word? Y'all both of y'all didn't start with an L.
Yeah, but
it's kind of close.
Huh? I'm like, why is that even still there?
Right, he's 7 years older than him.
He ain't trying to figure it out, he just left.
He took the detention?
The in-school suspension.
Oh, in-school suspension, oh,
yeah,
okay.
Like,
yeah,
that's
school. Yeah, I had that shit before.
That's
all day. That shit.
It's not for being late. No. You get that from
what you. All kind of shit. Yeah. Like, it can be for anything.
I got suspended once in school.
Yeah? Yeah, I never got suspended outside of school. I always had, like, in school suspension.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It was never where I had to stay off from school or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was from, like, I guess, I don't know what I did. Maybe cutting class. It just add up. Too many absences. I mean, too many tardiness turned to act. Yeah, I don't know what it, but I know I had in-school suspension for some shit. I don't remember what it was for, though. But yeah, that shit is, you sit in the class all day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They come bring your ass work.
Yep.
And,
I'd rather be on.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on the spectrum line when you go to lunch.
Exactly, yeah. They line up for lunch, because it's like, it's at least 10, 15, 20 people in that class, too. In-school suspension, yeah, they line your ass up for lunch. Everybody know you got in-school suspension. Yeah, that shit is not cool.
You don't
cool.
Talk to nobody.
Yeah,
exactly. They bring you out there like
you
in prison.
Yeah.
Lined up first.
Yeah, now they do. And they now they got shit like lunch detention. My kids be getting that shit, lunch detention.
But coming late? Before.
No, for acting up in class, doing dumb shit. I'm like, yo, it's crazy, man. You know,
they can't go outside.
Got they wouldn't call. Parents at the conference was last week.
Oh, how they doing?
They doing all right. You know, Zoe's a class clown.
That's what the teacher said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was Friday. Y'all was Friday too?
It was Thursday. It was Wednesday and Thursday.
What did she do that?
Class clown, you know. They say she, you know, she's a smart girl, but she's a class clown. She's pinching people in class. I'm like, yo, what are you pinching people for? You know? I'm like, I don't know.
What'd she say? You, when you asked her, what'd she say?
I didn't go. I didn't go. You know, I just heard, you know, this is what my girl was telling me that. Yeah, she said Zoe's like, like a class clown. You know? I'm surprised, and I'm not surprised. God, I know her behavior, so, you know, but they say she's good, you know, academic-wise. You know, she's getting and everything, but it's just behavior.
Okay. Exactly.
She got behavior issues, man. She don't get that shit from me. You know? I wasn't acting up in school. You know, and her mother wasn't either. She said she wasn't. She was kind of shy, so I don't know where she gets this nonsense from. You know, my son, he's doing okay. See, he had like an 80, you know what I mean? 79, 80, somewhere around there, averaged it out. So he's coming along. But listen, man, I said, listen, just do good in school. You know, pay attention and don't be disruptive in class. You know, don't mean they're showing out. And you'll be all right. You know, you won't get in trouble. Now, Christmas is around the corner, so they definitely want to do the right thing.
Mm.
You know, they're making all this crazy list.
You know what? I remember when I was going to school, you know, my mom used to always say, your report book card better be good.
Right.
Before, right?
Mm-hmm.
But dig this. If they didn't get your stuff for Christmas yet, that ain't gonna work. You know what I mean? Because think about it. You get your report card, what, maybe a week before you go to school. Like with us, it was that week.
Yeah.
We'd get it that week.
Right? No, then you get another one in January.
Yeah.
What was
it? Yeah, but when we used to get it, right before the Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So my mother used to try to play games with me saying, oh, if the report card ain't good, you ain't getting nothing for Christmas.
I remember.
But the Christmas gift was already bought by that time. We going to, you know, that was a week before Christmas.
I bet you got some receipts too.
They used to always try to hide them somewhere. You know, I'm in my 30s now, I can tell
them. I mean, I'm always fine, right? My mom told me
that. That's fine.
My mom told me once that she didn't buy nothing for Christmas because she was pissed at us, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, you didn't even get mad. I was like, I didn't even know this. Okay.
Yeah, stupid. So, yeah.
So they did okay.
Mm.
You know what I mean? They did okay. My daughter, she got like a bunch of threes. Most you can get is a four. It's like 1, 2, 3, and 4. So she got a lot of threes. She got a few twos. No ones, thank God. And my son, being he's in middle school now, all his grades are number grades now. So I think the lowest grade he got, it always was like around 75, 82. Around there, you know what I mean? So, they're doing all right.
Mm.
You know, they're doing all right. But there's always room for improvement. You know, there's always room for improvement. Unless you get 95 and 100, there's room for improvement.
Right.
You know, so I just let them know that. Don't let the grades dip. You know, definitely progress. You know, don't regress. You know what I'm saying? So basically, that's how my week was. But yeah, Thanksgiving's this week. You know, I'm team greedy. You know what I mean? I go in, you know, I post the plates. You know, you will see them. You know, I post it on Snap and on the gram. So I'm looking forward to it, man. You know, her fried chicken's in the menu this year. You know, I love the mac and cheese, yams, you know, coming through to your crib. You know what I mean? So I'm tagging two homes. So I'm going to be at the in-law's crib. And then I'm going to come through to your spot, you know.
You're just going to make the rounds.
Make the rounds. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. You know, I love the desserts. Hopefully I can get a slice of red velvet cake. And I like the pies, preferably apple. The sweet potato's pretty good.
You know, he's giving us a rundown. Go ahead, man. He's giving us a rundown. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got you, you know. People shout to Crazy. I'm shaking him good, Crazy. He said, does any of the foods involve garlic sweet peas? Nah, I never had any garlic sweet peas. Never had that before. But yeah, you know, collard greens, you know, all that good stuff, man. You know, no ham.
Nice time.
Nah, not for me, but I'm definitely going to be tearing shit up, man, watching football on Thanksgiving, you know? That's definitely going to be me. How you giving it up, B?
Nah, you know me, I'm chilling, you know, making it do what it do when it got to do what it got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? I love Thanksgiving, you know? I just like family being around each other, mm-hmm. right? You know, watching the game and stuff like that. And I haven't watched a single football game this season. And I don't think I'm going to watch a single football game this season.
Okay.
But it is what it is. So hopefully that ain't on the market, on the plate. You feel me? And hopefully it's a basketball game.
I don't think it's a basketball game.
Ain't no basketball game?
No, basketball.
Basketball, Christmas, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, I'll probably read one of these books or something, man. Bigger than me, family coming to the crib. But, I love that time. It's the best time. Some of my best things to eat, like you said, the fried turkey is good.
Yeah,
you
know, it's gotta get the hot.
Yes, sir. Also, I love stuffing. I like stuffing. I'm a stuffing guy. You know? I like, like you said. Exactly. I like yams. Yams are delicious.
Man, your mother makes the best. That's when I started eating yams, from your mother yams, man. I ain't eat yams before that. I was like, nah, I don't even know yams. I said to your mother recently, probably about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably was older than that. It's been kind of recent. I never ate them when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, I just started eating yams with me. Maybe 4 years ago. I want to say 4 or 5 years ago. As your mother, yo, I see why your brother and them be raving over that shit, man. That shit is on point.
Shout out to Crystal. She on the check-in. She said, hey, guys. You know what I mean? Say what up to Crystal, man.
What's up, Crystal? What's going on?
Say what up to Crystal.
What's up?
I already know what it is. It's family right there. But, dig it. Yeah, so I like that. I like ham. You know, you don't like ham. You don't eat the pork, you know. But
ain't nothing wrong. Hey, I eat the pork, brother.
You know what I mean?
With that salty pineapple on it.
Hey, man. That's delicious,
too. I gotta have that pineapple.
Exactly. You know, it goes in with it. Yes, sir. I love the ham. You know, we put some ham up in there. What's some of y'all favorite Thanksgiving foods, you know? You already know I'm going to be chilling with Haitians, so, you know, shout out to all my Haitians, man. Y'all know I eat the fried pork, man. All
right, that's real, right?
That grill ain't no joke, you feel me? Then they got the black rice. Black rice is delicious. Then they got the beets, man. They make beets. I love beets, man. Yes, sir. I love to eat beets. You like beets? Hey, beets is good for your kidneys, man. I don't know, I made that up, man. I make up a lot of stuff, man. Just like the other day when I was getting gas. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. I'm getting my gas. This dude rolled up, man. He said, you know you ain't supposed to be drinking and fueling at the same time.
I
said, what?
He made it up.
Smoking.
He just made it up.
He said, you ain't supposed to be drinking and fueling at the same time. I ain't never heard nothing like that, man.
Nah,
I just made that up, so ain't nobody do that.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be funny because I'm fueling and then I'm drinking a Snapple at the same time, and I thought to myself, I'm like, yo, B, son, you know you ain't supposed to be drinking and fueling at the same time.
You're funny, dude.
It is what it is. What's some of your favorite Thanksgiving foods, man?
Oh, man. It's like stuffing, cranberry sauce, fried turkey. But, I don't want to chill out. I'm already asking was I making Big Ziti to see. I was like, nah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the Ziti.
Yeah, I knocked that out. I'm going to make a couple cheesecakes. Not this year.
Not this year?
You do all that, man?
What?
Yeah, you been there burning like that?
Yeah.
That cheesecake will take a little while to cook, man.
Come on, friend. He don't be cooking, man.
You think I got this fat when I eat? Actually, I did.
My dad's in five. It take a little minute to cook.
I can cook.
He like fried turkey, sweet potato pie, cranberry sauce, pink sauce salad, and mac and cheese.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you know the deli used to be down the block from, the gourmet deli used to be down the block from job?
Yes.
Yo, they used to have, on certain days, they have carved turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's carved, it's a sandwich. It's carved turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce. So it's on a roll. Damn. Tastes like Thanksgiving, yo. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. It's crazy now, because everybody's frying turkey, right?
Yeah.
Any more turkey going in the oven?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they do. I mean, if you ain't got no fry, you ain't
I think
no fry.
People make both sometimes, depending on the, how big the family is.
Right, right.
But I never really liked the taste of just regular turkey like that. You know, with the gravy. When you fry it, it tastes better than me.
It tastes better fried, right?
It's juicier.
Yeah.
Juicier, yeah, it is. No, it definitely is. And it's quicker to cook, too.
Yeah, it is.
You can fry that turkey in, what, an hour?
Maybe. An hour, 45
minutes. 45
minutes,
an hour, yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely good. I'm definitely looking forward to Thanksgiving, man.
Somebody gonna blow themselves up.
Ready to tear some shit up, man.
Nah, I hear you, man. Now let's talk about this. I know what you're gonna get into next, because you said you wanted to do some Black Friday stuff. Mm-hmm. All right? And we're gonna talk about Black Friday, but I'm gonna let you know the psychology that these people are running on us, man.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Unless you've been waiting all year and saving up for like a electronic.
Right.
Like let's say you've been waiting for a TV. To get a TV all year, or you've been waiting to get a new DVD player or something like that. You know, I'm mad old school. So
yeah, nobody even got
a Blu-ray player or something like that. Let's say you've been waiting for these things the whole year, and you're waiting for the perfect time to buy them, and you're waiting for Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Or a day like that. You're not going to see. Before you idiots that don't even need the stuff, and the only reason why you're getting it is because they're telling you it's on sale and you better buy it now while the sale lasts.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at it as, you know what, damn, son, if I buy this TV for $600, it's normally $1,000, I'm saving $400.
No, you spend $600 you wouldn't spend.
Thank you. And that's what I was about to say. And that's the game that they're beating you with. You understand what I'm saying? I'm even listening to these things now where they are trying to add another ring onto engagement and wedding.
Really?
Yeah, they want to add the time y'all started making it official, when y'all just started going solo. I'm listening to the radio, and I hear them saying, why don't you get a friendship ring? And I'm like, a friendship ring? So now I got to get you a friendship ring, engagement ring, and a wedding ring now? This is not the concept. They put it in your head that you need something that you don't even really need.
Yo, you seen the commercial with the girl was dancing? And he's like, and all they say, oh, no commercial, they just show her dancing.
Mm.
And it says, because nobody reacts like this to getting a sweater for Christmas. Like,
exactly.
Oh, well.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You won't be dancing this year, I bet you that.
It's game.
This consumer something else, ain't it?
Yes, sir. But with all that being said, this is what I do got an eye on, man.
Uh-huh.
You know, a 4K television.
Yeah.
Got to get one of them joints, man. The prices are beautiful on them now. You probably could get something real good. So that's a hot item right there.
I seen they got one. Walmart has it.
Mm-hmm.
4K TV. I forgot. I screenshot and shit.
you racking up.
I don't know if I'm getting that. I got to see.
They got cameras on them.
They got the 4K TV. It's a Sharp 55-inch, $298. Come with Voodoo, Netflix, HBO to go, and YouTube. On it. Can't beat that, man.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You know, you definitely can't beat that. It's, listen.
That's a good deal.
That is a good
That's
deal.
That's a real
right?
good deal.
And the 55-inch, you know.
Target. And what brand? Sharp?
Sharp.
Yeah.
And Target has one, a 50-inch, a 279, 4K UHD.
Man, for $10, I'm getting that spot.
Come with Netflix, Pandora, and YouTube, made by Philips.
Mm.
You know, so TVs is out there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely one of the hottest items if you're looking for a TV. You know, crock pots and stuff like that would be on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that, those are a good deal. If you're in the market for one. But if you don't need it, you're basically spending $80 that you didn't have to spend.
Yeah.
Okay. Or, I mean, maybe you can buy it as a gift for somebody and stuff like that, then you can say it. But don't just be out there spending your money on, you know, to try to keep up with the Joneses. That's ridiculous.
It's hilarious. I was,
That 4K is setting up, ain't it?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, man, beautiful.
I was working at Toys R Us, right? They started me on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The overnight. So, you know, everybody was there all night. I had just got my name back. As soon as I punched in, I don't know nothing. I ain't getting trained yet or nothing, really.
Mm.
Like, yeah, like one day to train, but I ain't know nothing. As soon as I walked out the break room, made the right turn, so he's like, we had a good deal. What? He was like, we had a good deal. What's on sale? Look around. Maybe I don't know what you're looking for.
They calling door busters.
She don't even want nothing. She just, what was on sale?
Like, yeah, people get crazy when they hear sale.
But now, you know, it's crazy. Black Friday's not even Black Friday no more. It should start on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Start in October.
It's crazy. It's not even really Black Friday no more like that. You know, so that the fun and the essence is out. I guess it wasn't fun when people's out there mobbing each other in the long lines. That wasn't fun, but it's not even Black Friday no more. So the essence is not even there like that it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, listen, you go out there, get your shop on, man. If you say you like it, go get it. Like, be loud, said, man, if you don't need it, don't get it, because you're wasting $8,300, however much you're going to spend.
They
got some Xboxes on sale, man.
The old, which one? The new
the one?
The one. And the PS4s.
You know they're getting rid of the ones because the new joint coming out.
They're getting rid of the ones?
Yeah, they got the new Xbox.
X, right? Yes, right? My son said he wants the one. You know. So I'm going to get it. I ain't fucking with the X, man. I ain't paying $400 for that shit, man.
Four, you better try five.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to give that the one. You'll be good with that.
I know that new too. Well, I think they, it's a couple games that's coming out in it that I think I'm, you know, I want to invest in.
For the one? You getting one or you got it
already? I got the one already.
That's about the X, I mean.
I ain't got the S yet.
Mm.
I want it, man. You know, it's looking good.
You going to cross over to PS4?
I don't know, son. You know, I ain't no PlayStation type
man,
of guy.
I wasn't
either, man, but I'm on it now. You know?
I spent like almost $1,000 on video games.
Yeah,
I bought two Xboxes and a PS3.
Mm.
Made no damn sense.
I bought every Xbox that came out since the first Xbox. I bought Dreamcast.
Yeah, you had them all, man.
Dreamcast. You remember the dude with Chris Rock doing the voice? The boxing game.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
that game was fun.
It was.
That game was real fun. But video games definitely came a long way. All right, anybody in our area, man, from back in the day, they used to have Incredible Universe.
Remember that?
And that was the spot we used to go to on Sundays. We used to walk over there in Incredible Universe, and they used to have a whole bunch of video games. You remember Incredible Universe, right?
Nah.
It's what Target is. Target is, yeah.
This was back in the day, baby. You know, so we used to go up there. They used to have all the CDs.
Yeah.
They used to have all the CDs that you could buy. You understand? I used to go over there listen to the CDs. After that, go play some of the video games. And then just be nosy, man. Be looking at washing machines. I was like 10, 11. Looking at washing machines, you know, irons and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, I'm pricing them out.
City.
Yeah, Circuit City was a beast.
Circuit City, yeah. They closed down probably about maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
You know, remember Crazy Eddie?
Remember that?
Yeah, he's insane.
I must be crazy.
I remember that.
These deals are insane, baby.
Y'all, man.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
Nobody beats the Wiz.
I mean, nobody. Except for the loop, boy. He beat the Wiz.
We got to go on break. We're going to play a tune or two. We got to get into a few things, man. A few things we got to get into. Colin Kaepernick. We're talking about that, brother.
Yeah.
Meek Mill. A little NBA talk.
Yes, sir.
Then we got his brother Shiv coming through. That's what I'm saying. And I got a message that a lovely lady by Aya the Empress dropped to her Instagram page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm going to read that off. What she said is real insightful. You know what I mean? We want to know what y'all think.
Sure.
Her feelings about the whole Meek Mill situation and everything. This chick is pro-black. She pro-black.
Keep it pro-black.
You know, so make sure you're getting a look, man.
Don't be a sexist.
Don't be a sexist, man. You understand what I'm saying? We gotta get these bitches love.
What's
good,
Stevie? No, that's what I told
him. G-Money, remember this?
Don't
G-Money Shaq said, I remember CDs used to be mad expensive, especially FYE. Remember FYE?
Yeah,
that's just fine.
It was like $20, man. For a CD.
That's just fine.
Now you pay $10 a month and you get all of them.
Exactly.
$20 a CD.
What's crazy is now vinyl is expensive.
How much is vinyl now for a record?
You might pay like $20 for an album.
Yeah.
All
right, Mike, line us up with a 2-2.
Get that little brother, come right back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back at y'all.
My friends close, my enemies even closer. 4-4, just the demons are burning the smoke. I see them rip your face off, cage or Travolta. If you survive, you will be brain dead in the coma. Sipping on Corona with Mexican Max. The weapon I pack to make a nigga step in the back. Especially when the nigga on E, all he shit on P. Self-speed, trying to get MD. So what you singing? I can't do it, stupid, it's straight music. It might take you niggas a minute to take through it. Not to brag, but I spit in the pit with gladiators. I was cutting them all up with dirty razors. I sent niggas home, niggas hope they wait up. I hear niggas out, I'm standing with no paper. Kick rocks off the block, that's what my honor say. Guess you just suck a dick, that's all I gotta say.
Money on my mind, you know the grind is impeccable. Soon as wanna get next to you. Money on my mind.
Count that money, bro. Count that fucking money, bro. Count the money.
Yeah. Welcome back to Interloop Radio, YakGreeter.com. Sunday, Funday. You know how we do. It's your man Ace right here.
You already know what the live is going to be.
Big Mon.
Big Mon in the building.
Yeah.
We got to get into this portion of the show. We're going to get into Colin Kaepernick, and we're also going to talk about Meek Mill. Colin Kaepernick graced the cover of the GQ magazine early in the week for Citizen of the Year. After not playing a single game of football all season, he He graced the cover for Citizen of the Year, rocking a black leather jacket and a big afro. He shot the scenes, shot the photos out there in Harlem. It's a good look, Captain. It's a good look. You know, definitely shout out to GQ for recognizing everything that man has done and everything has transpired, you know, going on with him, even though he hasn't been in the league. And it seems like teams refused to sign him. He's still making headlines and still a pull out the figure, you know. So definitely shout out to Colin Kaepernick, man. You know, seeing that, I was surprised. You know, a lot of people posted it all over social media. You know, that picture pretty much went viral. So it's definitely a good look for Kaepernick, man. Definitely a good look for GQ recognizing what that brother has been doing and what he's standing for. You know, because he's leading a movement. Well, you know, he started a movement.
Right.
You know, by you know, him taking a stand and everything. And they said, if you don't stand for anything, if you don't stand for something, you're born for anything.
That's what they said.
So Kaepernick has definitely took a stance. Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, he took a stand when I said it. G-Money Stack said, there are some people that are upset about GQ putting Kaepernick on the cover compared to the Blake Shelton Man of the Year. I'm pretty sure some people is upset. You know, they don't want to see a brother up there.
Okay,
who the hell is Blake Shelton? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. That's the guy from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, one of the shows. Not Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, but American Idol, one of the shows.
Oh,
America's Got Talent.
I never even heard of that brother. But I think it's a good look for Kaepernick, man. How you feel about that, Mont?
I don't know. I prefer to be playing football.
You
prefer? I mean,
you prefer to play football?
Nice, you know, to be acknowledged, but give me a contract. Give me millions of dollars.
Right.
I mean, because if the reason he's not in the league, it's stupid.
It is dumb.
And like all the uproar about it, in my opinion, it's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is it really that important to you? If somebody stands up for a song,
right?
A song. I think they really overdoing it. Disrespecting the flag. Come on, that noise, man. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous. It really is. I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? I got respect for veterans.
Right.
But I'll never go to the Army. Just me.
Right. You're too old now.
Huh?
You're too old now.
Thank God.
You're too old now.
I don't know. I keep trying to keep everybody else. I'm trying to act like I'm gay or something. It's not a go.
Well, just do it, man. How you feel, B, about the whole Kaepernick situation? Grace on the cover of the GQ magazine.
I feel like this was up. I mean, that was one of the hottest topics of the year 2016/2017. So by GQ capturing it, it'll put it on the cover, and you know, we're not gonna forget it now. You know, future generations are gonna be able to go back and realize how big of a topic that this was. And I think it was a good thing, you know. And I think GQ did a good job by putting it out there.
Right.
Shout out to Kaepernick, man. You know, really shout out to that brother for doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I unrightfully came at him a couple of times, you know, trying to say he did it for publicity.
Right.
But, you know, he's been doing this for a long time, and I didn't know that.
God.
You know what I mean? I did not know that. So I take back everything I said. I'm big enough to do that. You know? So shout out to Kaepernick, man, because this is definitely a topic that we definitely need to speak about. Police brutality and the fact that they get away with it.
Yeah.
So much in our community. Yes,
exactly.
Sir.
Exactly.
They've been beating our ass for
years.
I mean, you got video footage of people being murdered.
Man, you go back to the slavery days, man.
Exactly.
You got footage. You can watch on TV somebody being murdered by a police officer and he still walks. That's crazy to me.
Okay. Kaepernick definitely took us. He's doing his thing. Definitely kudos to that brother. Granted, if he don't ever get a job again, you know. He will forever be remembered for this, you know, for pretty much starting this movement, you know. Good luck for that brother.
Not for going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know, right?
None of that.
Go to the Super Bowl. He lost that Super Bowl, too, but he went.
But look who he lost to.
He lost to the Ravens, right?
No, he lost to he lost to Westbrook.
No,
did he lose to Seattle?
No, he lost to the Ravens.
He lost to
I remember the brothers coached that year. All bros. Yeah, Ray Lewis gonna beat him.
Who, by the way, beat the case?
Ray Lewis?
He beat the case, but he refused to kneel.
Ray
Lewis? The first bowl he went to?
I remember.
Yeah, he was in a murder investigation.
I remember that. That was 2000.
But he's too good to kneel. He's not a villain.
Ray Lewis, good old Ray. Good old Ray. But nah, that's definitely shout out to Colin Kaepernick, man. Definitely shout out to that brother. You brothers want to chime in any more of this before we transition to me?
Nah, we good.
You good? Just knowledge, right? Give me a spot. Meek Mill, in the news again. Meek Mill was granted a bail hearing in front of Judge Jency Brinkley. Meek Mill's troubles with the court and judge Brinkley have become more evident since his sentencing, but the several stories surfacing over the past few weeks about the misconduct during his probation hearing, as well as Nicki Minaj's testimony that surfaced yesterday, the way the judge has acted. A few days ago, it was reported that Meek filed to be released from prison and has had probation completely terminated. He filed for that. So he's going for termination of probation and be released from prison. Good luck.
Yes,
sources say that those documents have gone through and is now awaiting his bail hearing. Meek has officially been granted a bail hearing for his sentencing appeal case. The rapper is scheduled to be in front of a court on November 27th at 9 a.m. at the Center of Criminal Justice in Philly, the same place where the protest happened a few days ago. There's a protest with Meek Mill out there in front of the court. You know, because this free Meek thing is really going viral and big. You know, a lot of people are involved in it. A lot of celebrities and a lot of local activists and everything are involved in this whole free Meek Mill thing. Mm-hmm. You know, which is good. You know, he's wrongfully, not wrongfully, but he definitely got railroaded, you know, by this judge. And however, the twist is that Meek's proceeding what happened in front of the same judge that locked him up in the first place. I don't see the purpose of that. Peep this. The same judge that locked him up in the first place, Judge Jency Brinkley, in addition to this, Billboard reports Meek Mill's lawyer says Meek is no longer in solitary confinement and is now waiting for his hell bearing. All right, so that means solitary. Okay. Aside from the fact that he's being granted a bail hearing, the alarming factor is that he'll have to face the same judge that sentenced him since he received a 2-4 sentence. His lawyer's been vocal about his bias in the whole case and made it very clear that he wanted her to be removed from the case. He's made several claims of professional misconduct on her end, including the fact that she had to ask him to leave Roc Nation to get managed by one of her friends, as well as the time she allegedly asked him to cover a Boyz II Men song and give her a shout out to it. This should sound personal. Sounds personal. Yeah. These accounts have ultimately led to a reported probe from the FBI that have been in the same courtroom on the low since April 2016. Despite Judge Brinkley's continuing to preside over the case, there's hope that Meek's sentence and probation will be terminated. All right, so things are looking up for Meek, it seems like. Yeah. Seems like looking up for him, right?
Yeah, it do. And shout out to people coming together for Meek Mill.
Shout out to everybody coming together for Meek Mill, a rapper.
You know what I mean? I go around talking about shooting people and selling drugs to the neighborhood. Shout out to everybody for coming together for that, brother. You feel me? When it's other people out here. As a matter of fact, you got an email about that.
I got
so we're going to get into that. But shout out for everybody stepping together for that. You know what I mean? It's a good thing. And we can come together for some things, man. You know? Putting money together to get Meek Mill released, baby. That's what's up.
That's big. Black right? Power, baby.
Black power.
Black power.
Raise awareness of the at-risk youth.
Exactly. He was the at-risk youth. You know?
Shout out for the crack.
You know? Exactly. I don't know what's going on, man. We come together for Meek, Trump getting these ball boys released from China. The world's turning upside down now, baby.
He's so insecure. He actually tweeted, I wonder if the UCL players will thank Mr. Trump.
If they win it, they got to thank Trump, man.
They defended. But, I mean, do you really got to say, I wonder if they will thank Donald Trump? Really, talking about this other third person. That's automatic.
Trumpster.
I hate that.
G-Money Stack said he rode a four-wheeler in New York, and the cops stopped him. Plus, isn't it double jeopardy to try him for probation and for probation violation? I don't know.
Nah.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Because
it's not really a trial. You violated probation. Just like, I went to probation. I was in it. And, I told him, like, I need my license for work. And somebody gave me bad advice to say, well, actually say supervisor. Supervisor came in and said, I'll lock you up right now. I was like, oh, shit. And I see somebody leave probation and cuff that same day. I was like, I'm not messing with them.
Oh, yeah, they who y'all didn't cuff. Oh, yeah, they will.
They went back to the officer, came back, I was cuffed up, going through the
And this is what I be talking about. You understand what I'm saying? I know this is going to get outside of the scope of Meek Mill, but this is what I'm talking about. Just because you have the power to do that, what makes you have the right to speak to people like this? Because you're a judge and you could do it? You understand what I'm saying? Like, what makes you a better person than me where you could just say something like that? Well, I got to get on, you know what I mean? Just automatically respect you. Like, you just some great...
I respect you, but I knew, like... I'm not messing with this dude. I'm not.
This is because they got the power, right? That's why we ain't gonna mess with them. This is that type of stuff I'm talking about. Who gave this person the power? What gives this person the power to do something like this?
Because they took that oath. They feel they got the power.
And half of these cats is suckers. You understand what I'm saying? Half of them is suckers. They're not gonna come out if they didn't have the rope, you know what I mean, behind them to back them up in the law.
First of all, they get elected.
But a lot of people ain't voting. They don't know what the hell they voting for. They just going for, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. So that means I'm just voting Democrat. You understand what I'm saying? They not really paying attention to stuff like that. But that's neither here nor there. You understand what I'm saying? The point of the matter is this. One of the things that made me realize it, man, I'm looking at Kodak Black. This is a young black man. This is back, you know, he's old as Kodak Black, like 18, 19.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
A big black guy, hair all crazy. You know what I mean? You can tell he's from the hood. And he's going in front of these judges and all of these other people who don't know anyone from his type of neighborhood, you know, and they're voting on his life, on how he's going to spend the rest of his life. And he got to go up there and beg and plead to these people. Yo, if that don't bother you, I don't know what will. You understand what I'm saying? Look at this stuff. And that goes back to, all right, you walking outside. Go to a Walgreens. You go to a Walgreens in the hood. You know what I mean? What you going to see? You're going to see the black people, you know what I mean, working at the registers, the minorities working at the registers. Mm-hmm. But when you actually speak to a manager, about 75% of the time that manager is going to be white.
Right. Yep.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is the power structure that we got to get over, you know? This is the power structure we definitely got to get over, so we don't got to ask them for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
You know?
No, you're right. Yeah, you're right, man. We need more... More blacks in power. But, you know, then you get some blacks who get in power, man. Start moving funny.
Right.
You know?
Right. Definitely
they start moving funny, man. I think that happens too many times.
You see, sometimes it's like, you know, sometimes we look at certain things to try to separate us from other people. You know? So education is one of the things that's historically been done to do that.
Right.
So you get a black person from a certain neighborhood, they get a little bit of education, now all of a sudden they're looking down on everybody else from where they come from.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? And now they don't want to help these people, you know? Because they feel, oh, I got out, so you can get out. Just work hard.
Uh-huh.
Not only that, you know what I can't stand? People that use big words. You using big words to make yourself sound smart, but all you're doing is being a poor communicator. Nobody understands what the fuck you're saying.
Right.
Keep it simple.
In certain situations, you're definitely 100% correct about that, homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. You know, I got a... read this caption that someone posted about this whole Meek Mill situation. Y'all, I found it real insightful.
Yes, sir.
When I seen it.
Yo, buddy, got
you know what I mean? You got the recorded beat. You got the, you know what I mean? So it's up.
Was it on the street?
On the street?
On the street.
Street?
Street.
On the S? On the SC?
Yo.
SCD? Shout out to I Empress Ski Mate. You know what I mean? She said, free me. What about Mumia? Right. And what about all the other brothers and sisters held prisoner, held behind the G wall on trumped up charges? And what about all our black political prisoners wrongfully held against their will for standing for black liberation? Shake of my head. Mass incarceration of black people is at a plague on our people. We'll be marching and rallying for meals. Who on every other bar has been calling our black women bitches in the holes. Really. Systematic genocide by racist white supremacy. And if for all you meat meal worshippers, I'm not hating on him. This brother put the rich with many a time. What about our brothers that are indigent with no one fighting for them? How did we forget about our fathers and mothers locked down, but we will fight and march for a rapper calling our women out their names on every song? I'm saying if we're going to fight for our freedom, let's fight for the ones that have fought for us, and let's fight for our people that have been falsely convicted on serious crimes, personality, worshiping rich niggas that's continually using their platform to degrade our sisters is bullshit. Free Meek Mills, but let's also make the same noise for all the other brothers and sisters that are victims of mass incarceration. Yeah. I agree with what she said. Yeah. I agree with everything that sister said. You know?
I can't argue with it.
I agree. Wholeheartedly. You know?
Right.
Wholeheartedly agree. You know, so I got to bring this caption, what she posted. To light, man. How to bring the light. You know? Listener cannot be denied.
Exactly.
You know? G Money Stack said true. That's a fact, man. That's a fact. And you hit on it first. You know, we haven't rallied for me, but what about all the other people that's locked down wrongfully accused? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We're rallying for all them people.
Right.
Just because he's a celebrity and he make a little money. You know what I mean? Y'all worshiping them, which is fine.
It's a trendy thing.
Exactly. Exactly. It's a trendy thing.
It's a trendy thing to do. It's a cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
People don't care.
They don't.
No, I just, like I said, I feel like if you're wrong, you're wrong. You know what I'm saying? He caught a raw deal.
He definitely did.
He definitely caught a raw deal, but like you said, a lot of people catch a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't afford to fight.
Yeah, you're right.
You get a public defender. Got like 30 other cases.
Right.
I mean, basically screwed. Or jump.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know? Case Young, trying to get in. You hit us up, man.
What they said is this.
Nah, G Money's actor, he said true. Somebody else asked something else. Case Young. Hit us up, man, you know, through the DM, through the page, you know what I mean? We'll get back to you.
All right. And, shout out to... I'm going to do this real quick, man. We're doing the screen share thing. Tell them to go on this Facebook. I got to switch to Facebook because it goes to my page, which is Bradley Lewis. It needs to go to the In the Loop page.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure I got more viewers, you know what I mean? So in order for it to get, in order for it to get more people, I do that. But I do want to talk about this, man. The fact that... You know what Barack Obama did, right before he left office. You know what I mean?
He pardoned somebody, right?
You talking about the pardon? No, not that. All right, so check it. Obama, before he left, basically what happened was he signed a bill basically to reduce the sentence for nonviolent drug offenders. You guys heard of this?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, you remember it, right?
I mean, this
was actually a good thing because I always say this. You understand what I'm saying? People who getting locked up for nonviolent drug offenses get a lot of time.
Yeah,
as compared to somebody like Mangano, you know, and I definitely want to talk about this cat. You know, we're going to come back for
Mangano?
Me to get that Mangano.
Oh, they talking about, he's still in office?
Huh?
Is he still in office?
Yeah, I think he's still in office, but they, he got...
Yeah, that's the kind of guy.
He got convicted, man.
Well,
he's going to be about to go to trial.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? It's a big thing, you know? And I feel like when these judges, they make all these big deals about people like this, you know, doing all this stuff to Meek Mill with Big Mont, you know, they acting all this big time stuff. When they get caught up in stuff, they need to be held to the fullest extent of the law.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Same thing with a cop, a police officer. If you're supposed to uphold the law,
you should be punished to the farthest extent of the law. Yeah. Once you get caught. If you get caught doing something.
That penalty should be harsher.
I saw this dude in, I think, Arizona.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Basically, he was just profiling against Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
He's keeping them out in the sun, separated from other prisoners, like 100-degree weather, you know, beating them, stuff like that, mistreating them, everything. Went before the judge. The judge said, if you don't stop doing this, I'm going to put you in jail. He kept doing it. He went to jail, flatly, straight-out racist. Trump pardoned him.
Trump pardoned him?
Yeah. Because, you know, he's trying to keep the border.
Mm.
But meanwhile, he's like really abusing his prisoners.
That's crazy.
People were dying. He broke, one prisoner got a neck broke.
Really?
Yeah, Trump right? Trump pardoned him.
It's crazy, man. You know, it's definitely crazy. But, you know, we definitely got to do better, man. You know? Definitely got to do better. And it's funny because Mumia is actually in, you know, who was that, a political activist, you know, back during the national, you know, back during the Black Panther time.
Mm-hmm.
In Philly. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And people ain't really, I mean, you did have rappers back in the day, you know, like KRS-One, you know, Public Enemy, all those people made statements about it. So that's what's up. But, I mean, Philly is definitely a place where you had a lot of political activists back in the day. So, you got another rapper, you know, talking craziness and everybody going to bat for them. But if an injustice is done to one of us, I guess an injustice is done to all of us. So I can't, you know, looking back, I can't knock people for supporting Meek Mill. If you want to support him, support him. It's a good thing. You're supporting another Black person.
Right,
but the issue is, you know, we need to support all of us, not just pick and choose who is cool to support at the time.
Exactly.
You know? It ain't even, you know, we got to definitely do better. You understand what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because like you say, how many young people would go out there for Mumia?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
How many young people? You know what I'm saying? How many young people would go out there?
Exactly. None. Not too many.
You know?
Right.
But it's a trendy, flashy dude. So everybody's out there for him. Like you said, ain't nothing wrong with it. You know, ain't nobody knocking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's cool that we could come together and support
right.
him.
Of course.
That shows a lot. But what it shows is that, you know, Jay-Z, who's one of the main people in front of this thing, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like, why would you jump in front of this and not all the other big issues?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to ask yourself those type of questions, because these are the type of realistic questions that come up. You know, like, what makes you pick and choose which thing to step in front of, and why wouldn't you step in front of this when this was a bigger issue? You know, so I always say, you know, you can't always be playing chess with these cats, man, because some people play chess and some people play checkers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely can't just look at everything at face value, because when you do, you could definitely get fooled.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
Yeah?
G-Money Stack said, Mangano is ruining nice bus, not doing maintenance on the next generation, Generation 7, and SSOs. Too many breakdowns, and I was part of that scenario when the N22 Express going to Jamaica bus was terminal store. Jamaica bus was terminal store. Mm. Mangano, he definitely had to move funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he definitely moving funny.
He definitely influenced my life, man. You know, but I ain't even gonna get into that.
He definitely moving funny.
You know?
But
yeah, look at him. I'm sitting over here looking at him now, man.
Who, Mangano?
Facing bribery charges. This little smug smirk on his face.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? He's just smiling like it's all good, you know what I mean?
A lot of these politicians are, man.
You know? But I'm gonna bring some charges to them. Nassau County Executive Ed Mangano and his wife, Linda, were arrested Thursday morning in a bribery and kickback scheme involving a restaurateur who paid Linda Mangano $450,000 for a no-show job as a food taster, authorities said. This is corruption at the highest level. And I'm appalled. This is a guy that we put in office. You understand what I'm saying? We may not have voted for him, but we put him in office as a people. Together. You understand? And this guy's selecting. We worked for years. There's people out there ain't gonna never make $450,000 their whole career.
I don't know.
You understand what I'm saying? And he over here giving it to people for no job, for doing nothing. Mangano and his family were treated to free trips, including vacations to Niagara Falls, St. Thomas, Turks and Caicos, and Fisher Set. On top of that, they allegedly received $3,371 ergonomic office chair, a massage chair from Brookstone, $7,000 a watch, you know what I mean, hardwood floors. This guy, they did it. Him and Oyster Bay Town Supervisor John Vendetta.
Vendetta, yeah. Vendetta got caught up in that shit too.
You know, they've been out there eating, baby. Mm-hmm. You know? But then they got a cattle on Terrace. You know what I mean? Out there making what? They ain't making this type of money. Getting treated like the slum of the world. You know what I mean? Going to jail, getting dog food. Y'all heard about those cases?
Nah,
about people in jail getting fed dog food?
Nah, I ain't hear about that.
Food tainted with poison?
I
say feed these cats food tainted with poison.
Please.
You understand?
They're gonna be good when they do go to jail, man. You know?
Then good. You got that bum out there with the Ponzi scheme. Who was my man named?
Madoff.
You understand what I'm saying? Taking people's hard-earned money that they spent their whole life on. Come on, son. It ain't even a comparison, man. But one is a black crime and one is considered a white crime, you know, so they look that differently. Get out of here, man. They all the same. And these people are devious, man. They sitting at the top eating. You know what I mean? Then we're not even going to talk about, you know what I mean, all the stuff that's going on in Hollywood. You know? We ain't supposed to touch that. Now, I'm not, you know, the sex trafficking, the fact that they touching Terry Crews. You understand what I'm saying? This is ridiculous.
Terry Crews, everybody hit Swift?
Yes, sir.
They touch? What do you mean?
Come on, man. Yeah, molested, man. Not molested, but you know, he said he was broke.
By who?
In Hollywood, man.
You think I saw that go down?
I don't think he let it go down.
No,
he. Yeah, big ass motherfucker, man. Who was that to him?
He had to do it, but he wanted to work.
He didn't have to do it. He chose to do it.
Listen, man, Terry Crews reveals amid Harvey Weinstein scandal, because you know he's Harvey Weinstein,
right.
That he was groped by Hollywood executives.
This stuff is crazy, man.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine actor Terry Crews revealed that the Harvey Weinstein scandal has hit particularly close to home because a similar thing happened to him. In a lengthy Twitter thread Thursday, Crews wrote that he was groped last year by a high-powered honcho while attending an event in Hollywood with his wife, Rebecca.
Last year?
Yep. Jumping back, I said, what are you doing? Crews wrote of his reaction to the executive grabbing his crotch. My wife saw everything, and we looked at him like he was crazy. He just grinned like a jerk. The 49-year-old explained that his first instinct was to spring into action and kick his ass right there. But he thought better of it, knowing that he likely faced massive backlash. I thought twice about the whole thing, what appeared. The 240-pound black man stomps out Hollywood honcho would be the headline next year. He wrote, only I probably haven't been able to read it like this because I've been in jail. Cruz explains that because of his arrest that had power and influence, he was forced to leave it alone or risk being ostracized. This is the type of stuff that's happening. And right. If it's happening to Terry Crews, you already know it's happening to women out there. You understand what I'm saying? So these executives, they out there, it's crazy, man. You know what I mean? It's crazy. These people with so-called power are some of the evilest, most evil people out there.
Of course.
You know, and they're receiving no time about that.
Nope.
Somebody like me or you can't fight charges like that, but they can.
Hell no. We'll be split under the jail, man.
Exactly.
My man, Wade Wild said he did. You know, I guess he heard about it.
Yeah.
G-Money Sack said, do you think Terry Crews is going to be blacklisted from Hollywood?
Possibility.
There's a possibility. If he coming out talking about it.
Yes, sir.
Possibility.
There's a lot of people talking about it. Not as like as it would have been a couple of years ago.
But, I mean, it's crazy, man, you know. And it's like, you know, what would you do to be famous?
Right.
That's a place I wouldn't go, honestly.
I thought something happened again in his career.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think last year.
Nah,
he made it.
But these people are sick, man.
Yeah, they are.
People are sick.
Yeah, they are.
They sick over.
They're sick
individuals.
Want to check in?
Ha!
8:48. You say you're doing the push-up?
Come on, son. We're going to do the push-up challenge, Ty. You know what I mean? We're going to see who can do push-ups at the most extreme place, man.
Hey,
man. Shout out to Top Banger, man. When that show coming back, man, I see they doing a lot of promotion for it, man. It look like it's about to come through.
Let me come back, Flo. Yeah.
Let's go.
My man said Rocky 2. Rocky 2, I guess Rocky 2.
Oh, Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone?
Probably. He said Rocky. I guess that Rocky also has to prove what should happen to him, I'm assuming.
And these are manly men, people you think not, you know, something like that can't happen to.
Exactly.
But, it, you know, it's the position that they put you in. And it's about power. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we'll see how far we can get this guy to go. Then they hold it on to you, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? They got it on you now. Now they can blackmail you and this. They film everything. This is what I hear. I don't know if it's true or not. Like I said, this is something I believe. I can't back this up. I'm not going to bring you a book on Hollywood scandals with sex scandals and shit like that because I don't know.
But what's the deal with the beating off?
What do you mean?
Louis C.K., Weinstein. You know, like they just run to women and just beat off in front of them. What the hell is that? That's some weird shit, yo. That's some real weird shit.
I don't know.
That's their thing.
Crazy shit.
You know?
Did you say something before, something about the casting couch, what they call it?
Oh, I don't really know too
much.
Yeah,
casting couch. Yeah.
Remember you asked Homegirl about that?
What
happened? Do you remember you asked the girl we had up here before? You asked about the cat. Were you talking about it?
Oh, yeah, with the thing, right? They see how far you can go.
Yeah.
I don't really know too much about it, man. From what I hear, you know, they ask you, you know, but they start doing some stuff, and if you're down with it, then you're down. You can go further.
Right.
But, you know, if you're not, you know, you may have to have that excellent talent to do that. We got an artist here, man, you know what I mean? We can ask him about, now I'm not asking about the casting couch. I'm asking about, you know, if he heard of, you know, like the Illuminati and stuff like that,
right,
if that
right.
type of stuff is real. Because I hear that it's serious out there, man.
Yeah, we're going to get into it, you know what I mean? We got the book shells in the building, you know? We're going to have to chop it up with him, a little bit of everything. His brother been around the block, man. He ain't no young buck, so I'm pretty sure he done seen and heard a lot. So we're going to talk about it with that brother, man. Stay in the loop.
Yeah.
Cheers.
That slick mix, nigga. That secret sauce, nigga.
Don't trust nobody under the sun. The minute think they bet you, let them know you ain't the one. Don't trust nobody who ain't testing you. Some folks swing hard and they only fight two. Three, the time is coming. Don't sleep. Death is inevitable. For now, you gotta eat. Four, don't trust nobody. What you waiting for? Say no more. If you want war, bring it to my door.
Five,
you heard the line. Humans lie.
Six,
the person who told your body is a snitch. Some play the bench, others swing for the fit. Break off, then better hope there's a heaven.
Eight,
wonder why they confuse relevant with reverent.
Nine,
lives and promise to you, watch what you do, watch what you say. I ain't here for games, I'm here to lead the way. Can't overbreak.
That slick
mix, nigga. 11 o'clock, I'm in the spot, ready. Buy a drink while your man's on my job. Answer me these questions, I'm caught up in my thoughts. Tryna make these millions, just tryna miss a bill. We ain't slap back to reality, we both caught up in feelings. So this is for my bitches who ain't got no feelings. Sick of them niggas and all they dirty dealings. Ones who claim they ballin' but won't spend a shitlin'. Needless to say, sometimes niggas is bitches. And these bitches know the day, just like these niggas. I keep my circle straight, keep my eye on my fingers. Cash my checks and beat business. I got no time for forgery, fake friends kissing ass, phony wars with me. The way I keep it real, they should applaud me. Fuck that, award me. Bottle shelf stack, still stalk me. And make sure they can't afford me. Inflict the cost like a boss, excuse me. President with a crown, bow down to me. Give them error, they wanna see you do it. I compete in my corner, in my seat. I'm
sympathy and nothing gets to me. My heart don't beat, don't leave my pen bleed. My veins are empty, I believe in nothing. I'm relieved of fronting, of daunting expectations, of phony unarmed hating. Cause y'all ain't doing nothing, nothing. Impress me, give me something. Niggas stunting and bitches fronting. So I walk with my chin held up and make them all start wondering. What she do, she a fashion something. What she do, she a nighttime style strong. What she do, she a lyricist, hit a gift. What she do. What she do. Yeah, what she do.
OBN, original block niggas. It's never over. We still here. I said loud, but you don't hear me though. OBN is rocking on your radio. Turn up the volume on your stereo. OBN is rocking on your radio. You know how the game go. You know how a nigga do. I've been getting money since I was just a little dude. Hand in hand, my little pack. Blowing lights on my back. Went to jail, came home, then I went right back. Had to learn the hard way. I ain't wanna listen to nobody but myself. Doing what I had to do. Going hard, win or lose. Cutting legs in my shoes. Shout out to my nigga too. Trust these bitches, cash rules. I said, rapper John, hit me up. OBN is rocking on your radio. Radio. Turn up the volume on your stereo. Stereo. OBN is rocking on your radio. Radio. I said, rapper John, hit me up. OBN is rocking on your radio. Radio. I hope you ready, baby. Here we go. OBN is rocking on your radio. Radio. Keep going, I'm rolling up exotic name brand in my closet. Yo, turn that up, so we in on your radio rocking. Came a long way, never had a lot to work with. Now I cop the new things to piss you off on purpose. My son got all the toys, wife he gets the new purses. I'm about to send my son to college off a few verses. And I do this shit with ease, I don't gotta rehearse it. Nothing in this world free, my nigga, I earned it. Yes, I said, Robert Jones, hit me up. OBN is rocking on your radio. Turn up the volume on your stereo. OBN is rocking on your radio. I say it loud, but you don't hear me though. OBN is rocking on your radio. I hope you ready, baby. Here we go. OBN is rocking on your radio.
OBN is rocking on your radio. Ghetto music guns busting everywhere. See no evil signal, it was tragic, we gon' make them hear. We've been doing this for a long time. Getting money, causing drama for a long time. If we ain't hustle, we ain't eat. And we all got money, but we all still hungry. Whether I'm trapping or I'm spitting, gotta eat, I'm still hungry. Getting money ain't a mission. Some people playing games with it, it's a game, but we serious, they playing games with it. I say it loud, I hope you hear me now. OBN, make a dollar, pop it now. 100 blocks, born and raised, pure thoroughbred. Make it stack and get it now, make it stack and get it now.
See what I see. trying to change the mood in case you was rude till you make a dollar. You don't gotta be the flyest to the cutest. You ain't gotta be the baddest to the hottest. But you gotta speak back. Nowadays the attitude does reflect on you and guarantee you look up. You don't gotta be the flyest to the cutest. You ain't gotta be the baddest to the hottest. But you gotta speak back. Nowadays the attitude does reflect on you and guarantee you look up. Racial language doesn't matter neither. Discriminating, I never, this is how I do it. Bonja, hola, how you doing? Grazio, konnichiwa, niha, hello. I've been fucked out, cussed out, cold shoulder. I've been two-faced, middle finger, I'm roller. But hold up, all of that because I spoke to you. Somebody scars you, ain't no way nobody that evil. You have a blessed day, don't go to church or something. Cause your attitude, it got you looking real ugly. You can be a dumb or caked up, doesn't matter. Your attitude changes, look, image really matter. Listen, it ain't hard, it ain't about you. The thought of someone speaking to you that don't know you. They just saying good morning to high students, just trying to change the mood, but the attitude got you looking up. You don't gotta be the flyest to the cutest. You ain't gotta be the baddest to the hottest. But you gotta speak back. Nowadays the attitude does reflect on you. You don't gotta be the flyest to the cutest. You ain't gotta be the baddest to the hottest. But you gotta speak back. Nowadays the attitude does reflect on you and guarantee you look ugly. You don't gotta be the flyest to the cutest. You ain't gotta be the baddest or the hottest. But you gotta speak back. Nowadays the attitude does reflect on you. I guarantee you look ugly.
Yeah, 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 welcome back.
How's it?
Alright, yeah, 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 welcome back to In the Loop Radio, Yak Radio, you know what I mean, like we promised y'all, we got our guest here in the building. This brother is definitely a friend to the show, he's been around a long time, he's from that era, from that 100 block, the El Dorados, you know what I mean, we got the brother, Shills, in the building, good brother.
You already know, man, LD's is in the building, I mean, Terrace Avenue, LD,
mm-hmm.
Everybody know that TA,
mm-hmm.
You know,
NJ's
finest, L.I. is definitely on my back, you know.
You know, for all the people out there that don't know what it is on Terrace Long, you know, Terrace Hempstead, Long Island, let the people know what it is like over there, man.
It's love over there, you know. You can be from anywhere and come on Terrace. You have people that's from different states, different towns, whatever. They come on Terrace, first thing they say is now is, I'm from T.A. Because the love is there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when you cross that path, when you know, nobody likes when you cross paths, say the wrong shit, do the wrong thing. I mean, it's love. The minute you fuck up and you cross the wrong person, somebody you don't know who they are, then you cross that path, now you done crossed the wrong line. So once you cross that line, your whole like credibility is shot over there.
Definitely, man. You know, we grew up in Hempstead, you know, through the 80s,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Hempstead had a crazy reputation, especially Terrace Avenue.
I'm
where you
70s, 80s, man. Yeah, you know, man.
So around the 70s, 80s, man, let the people know how it was growing up over here.
70s, 80s, it was like New Jack City to the 10th power.
Mm.
Best I can tell you, man.
I definitely hear that.
That's when the crack era hits, man. But after that, man, you know, it's time to grow up and do grown man things and make real money.
Right.
You know?
It's crazy because, you know, you got a few songs with our cousin Travis. You know what I mean? I got some fire tracks together. We just played one on the radio. You know what I mean? We play that song damn near every episode. But, you know, he used to call you Horny Shills back in the day. He was like, yo, you know how it's Horny Shills? He said, let's talk about you. Like, Horny Shills. You know what I mean? Let the people know, man. What's the story behind that name, Horny Shills? How did you get the name Shills, man? Break it down for us.
That name, Horny Shills is like a name that was given to me.
always out of town with my shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm never in the loop of being in the era of messing with somebody where I'm from, because if you have six from out of town, come pick you up, you know, you got that jealousy and they might not make it off the block.
Good.
So, you know, you keep it funky and you go around one way, you know, I like out of town too. Mm-hmm. I fly for mine.
He's definitely be on the road. He be all over the place, man. He follows his fellow on the game. He be all over the place. You know?
Nah, I love music, man. I mean, it's like you make money, sometimes you don't. You know what I mean? So when you don't make money, as long as you having fun, that's what matters. Mm-hmm. If you ain't having fun with it, don't do it. If it's all about money with you, then you know you're going to go up, you're going to be under somebody, and they're going to do you dirty. And you might be that sacrifice they need to blow them up. So, hey, be greedy if you want. I'm having fun.
Nah, I hear that. When did you find that love that you have now for music?
The love I have for music now, I ain't even going to lie to you. I put all that on my nephew over there, man.
Oh.
I lie to you not, man. I put that on to my nephew.
But when did you find your love for music, though? Around what age, around what time of your life, period of your life?
Mid-30s.
A word? So
mid-30s.
Mid-90s?
Yeah. Okay. Mid-90s, we was going to the studio over on, what's that? That's when the Ravioli building first got built.
Yes.
That's when Lil Corey was engineering. He had a little studio and he was in a little crib.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. I can take it back that far.
I take it back. Let's talk about
I
it,
I can
man.
Honestly say, you know what I mean? I can honestly say, 100 Block was brought up then. I take my glasses off so my eyes be seen. 100 Block was brought up then. 100 Block was supposed to be me and Trash.
Okay.
That's when I switched it to LD Entertainment. Then I switched it to Make a Dollar Stack a Dollar Music Group.
Right.
You see it? NDSD Music Group. This is how we roll now.
Right.
It ain't MD or SOS. We ain't fucking with it.
Now, back in the day, y'all had, we're going to get into that. Yeah, y'all, the new thing that started up, the NDS. Back in the day, y'all had the spitters over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You still spit, like, yeah, Calhoun, R.P., Barsheen.
Calhoun.
You know what I mean? How did all that fall into play?
Listening to them, like, hearing them, I mean, to get past, like, before Hollow, it was, I'm not sure his brother or his cousin.
Stoker G?
Stoker G,
yeah.
Stoker G has so many mixtapes in his face.
Mm-hmm.
Stoker, you need to come back, brother. I'ma keep it real. Your music was it. You need to come back. Hollows is definitely doing his thing, but Calhoun is coming up.
Calhoun
is on the move. Giz?
Giz.
They is on the move. So it's like, Terrace is like a Queensbridge right now.
Right.
There's so many artists over there, it's crazy.
Let me ask you this. So what's some of the similarities and differences from the rappers from back then on Terrace and the rappers now with the whole 100 Block movement that they got going on, the young boys?
Nah, they got the 100 Block movement is smooth. I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
Okay.
Like
but they rap different from how y'all rap though.
Yeah.
What's some of the differences and similarities?
Like, now,
when y'all rap and they rap now?
I'm going to keep it on me.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I try to mix it up. I do some street shit, I do some commercial shit, I do some shit for the ladies, and then I try to do some club shit.
Okay.
Like, you need to turn up. When you turn up, turn and lit, that's me. You play turn and lit, man. I'm telling you.
Okay, we're gonna play that.
Turn and lit is Denver and turn and throw it out. So.
A word.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You love turn and lit, trust me. That's one. I like to switch it up. I don't like to keep it focused on just the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because keeping it just the streets or doing hood tracks is not going to get it.
Right.
You got to go commercial. If you don't go commercial, then you're just going streets. It's going to be low.
It's bigger than that.
Yeah, it's bigger than that.
That's
it's bigger than what we think it is. Like, we think it's about doing track, put it out in the streets, be good. No. If you ain't doing a good commercial track, a nice track for what the people want to hear. It's not about what you think they want to hear, what the streets want, what the people want to hear. If it ain't nothing like that, then you can forget it.
You're basically saying, you got to appease the masses. That's what you're saying.
But how do you appease the masses? You know what I mean? How do you keep your ears open?
I keep my ears open. I write a lot.
I stay writing, and this is what I do. I ain't even gonna lie. Only radio I truly listen to on some music is Yak Radio. Every Sunday, where I'm at, Yak Radio.
I'm
up there.
Every
Sunday, I'm up there. And I don't do other radio stations because all we do is write. All we do is write. Got the studio upstairs, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You got the producer, you got Rich Cash out there. Shout out to Rich Cash. Then you got T1, mm-hmm. Super producer. He's up there. You just got to find the right sound, the right person that's going to mix you down right, and you just promote it. And when you promote it, don't just promote it. You have to put something on it to make it move.
Right.
If you don't put it on noise, it ain't going nowhere. It's not about just putting it on.
Right. Let me ask you this, still about promotion and everything, but with music. You got people who do tracks with celebrities who already made it, you know, I mean, mainstream artists. But the mainstream artists, they paying these mainstream artists, but the mainstream artists not promoting the music on their platform. How do you feel about that? Would you find yourself in a situation like that? Paying to do, but they not promoting your shit.
I wouldn't put myself in a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
I really wouldn't, because right now, all you're doing is just paying them.
Right.
You're 16. And if they're not promoting, they can point their money.
Exactly. Like I say, all right. All right.
You
know, because we see that a lot. You know what I mean?
It's the money, and you're promoting it. So it's like now, you're promoting them, but they're not promoting because they feel that they promote you, and you blow past them now with paper. And this is only in New York. Because down south, we got known artists that put unknown people on these tracks and make them help them bubble.
Right.
And don't want nothing in return. They just tell them to keep running. In New York, they said that you're going to surpass something.
But why do you feel that?
It's always like that in New York. Nobody wants somebody over them in New York. Look at Buster. Mm. Buster had enough people with him from Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
And he stepped his head. It's not funny.
Nah, it's true though. It's true. It's funny you bring that up.
I don't care if you hear this. I don't care what you say. My name is Tony Starr. I'm
just you. So, you told me he had Reek in his palm. And Reek is one of the hottest dudes, you know.
Reek is ill.
Yeah.
Reek is ill. Once Reek gets his buzz back on his own,
mm-hmm.
He's going to be a monster. I'm dead serious. Reek is ill.
He can sit.
Yeah.
He definitely
can sit. You gotta remember, all these people was on the front.
Right.
What are you at?
No way. Now you got OC Genesis shaking. He's shaking.
Come on, everyone.
You got a little girl like that.
I'm serious, I'm on this one now.
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. This is Inlet Radio, Yakuza.com. We got the homie Holy Shield here.
You mentioned that too, though, man. The whole Queensbridge thing, man, with the whole terrace.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Trash.
There's plenty of talent over there.
Yeah, it's locked down.
You know how that go, man. There's plenty of talent over there.
But I remember when y'all was coming out, man. I definitely heard the, the hunger. Mm-hmm. Like, every time A Trash used to bring somebody through,
yeah.
We listened, like, yo, this is hot. And then we hear something else, like, yo, this is crazy too. And, you know, I remember some of the crew cuts that y'all would get on. You know what I mean? And it used to be crazy. Like, how would you go into those type of sessions? Trying to, like, outshine everybody or just, like...
It's about, like, sometimes, like, when we do the sessions back then when it was fast enough, we put a beat on. Everybody right at the same time, so nobody hear his verse. You don't hear his. You don't hear his. That way, when it's time to record, everybody's done.
Mm. You won't know going
like,
back.
It's not like... You in the booth, or you in the booth, I'm listening to you, well, damn, let me write this. Let me
right.
Say. No. Everybody write at the same time, then you go in. Like, today, you could be home, I could be home, Fast could be home. We want to do a track together. I send you, and you the track, and everybody just write. We'll meet up at the studio, or you could record your parts in the session, he could do his in the session. Now it's different.
Right.
So now it's like, nobody has to be there. When it comes to like situations like that,
that was just broke.
somebody coming to me or me getting at somebody ain't putting no money in my pocket. So, I mean, if somebody wants to, I mean, I got some shit in my bag. So, I mean, it's best to do your music, let me do mine, and we all have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because it's like people here, New York, Hempstead, Long Island, Bridgeport, Georgia, I mean, Baltimore, Lakeview, out east, and wine dancing everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on a plane in Denver. Me and nephew in L.A. somewhere, you know what I mean? We chilling.
Y'all independent artists.
Yeah, we independent. Everything is ours, so it's not like somebody giving a piece of it. It's like the company that I deal with, I get 85%.
Mm-hmm.
If I put something up to be sold, I will get 85%. Ain't no, like, iTunes, you sell something and you only get, like, a tenth of a penny.
Right.
Which some people think iTunes didn't, not. I mean, I have a distribution company, I get 85%.
Really?
Yeah.
How long you been with them, dealing with them?
What, 2 years now?
Yeah.
2.5 years, yeah, about that.
Mm. Now, that's what's up. Let me ask you this, was there ever a time, because you've been doing this for a long time, was there ever a time where there was a major deal on the table for you?
One time, me and Trey had gone to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they were like just doing business. So it was just like, we didn't want to fuck with them no more. They just fucking beat the contract. So I was like, really? Who got you on that? Because it's like, they want you to rep their shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, I'm Terry. I'm Hempstead. I'm not repping Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Manhattan, Staten Island, none of that shit. I don't even give a fuck about Long Island. I'm
every Saturday. That's the fuck it.
You know what I mean?
I
got love for this Long Island. But when it comes to home, home is where you lay your head.
Fact.
You know what I
mean?
I'm from Paris, born and raised.
Now, you name me some spots. Denver, L.A., I'm pretty sure you touched some spots in the South. Now, you're a tall, dark-skin brother with dreads. I'm pretty sure you get the similarities to 2 Chainz.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. One time, Denver, airplane, getting off the plane, I had a chick behind the phone talking about, yo. It's crazy, man. You get this shit though.
Have you ever ran with it? Or you like, nah, that's not me. Have you ever ran with it? Or you said, nah, that's not me.
Let me see. One time, no. I'm not even going front. Look, check me out. One time, we was on Nordica Mare.
Mm.
And my boy, Ace, shout out to Ace from Freeport. My boy, Ace, was telling people, y'all got 2 Chainz out here. And I didn't know he was running with that for the moment. All I know is they letting me be
there.
They giving everybody drinks.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck's going on?
And next thing you know, they come to us like, yo, this is 2 Chainz. Yeah, I ain't gonna say two. But when he did it, I was like, just throw the punches.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like, no more. I said, hey, don't do that shit anymore. Because it's like my whole thing, and it was so crazy because when we went to the bar,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to name the spot. But we was on the mail. But when we went to the bar, he had a close to you.
Oh.
And you know hip hop. How do you not know the difference between me and them? Me and people.
You are.
We both tall, we got dreads.
That's
right.
Yeah.
Dark skin.
Yeah, nah, it's not really.
If I walk through the airport or anything, but I mean, with the Cartier's on like this.
He would change a lot too, though.
Exactly. This would fuck them up.
You know what I'm saying?
It's the image, that's all. They're not really going to have
to. It's the image.
Yeah, they're looking at the image. I get that a lot too.
You know what I mean? So it's like. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because before we get into the
really sad,
the freestyle and everything and the brand, I'm going to talk about that. You know, there's another notable fellow from that block that don't really get talked about that much, and that's Rock Marciano.
Rock? Are you serious?
Nah, I'm talking about, a lot of
people like Rock Marciano.
A lot of people don't know
Rock
that. Just called me on our way here. Am I lying?
Mm-hmm.
Rock just called me on the way here. And we talked, and I told him, he was like, yo, send me this link, or send me the radio joint, whatever. So most likely he's listening. Mm-hmm. If you're listening, Rock, you know how we do. Much love, because we family. Brothers to the bone. You know how we move. All love, Remy Ren, Cousin K, Big Tim, Fuzz, we out here, Nate, you know what I mean? It's all love, man.
That Rosebud's Revenge is crazy, too. I said that Rosebud's Revenge is crazy, too, man.
Yeah, Rosebud, oh, man, Rosebud's
crazy.
But I'm talking about people like us know, older cats, but
know.
A lot of young people don't
young
really
people
know
like,
about rock.
With Rock Marciano, if they really want to find out about rock, the first thing you pull up, any of them. Do you remember that?
Nah, you remember it?
Nah.
I ain't know you was on it.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I think it's going to be up.
Alright, we'll check it out.
We definitely going to check it out.
Nah, Rock definitely do his thing, man.
Nah,
you mean, he definitely do his thing.
He's the truth.
He's talking about lyrics.
But Rock's catalog is... Rock Mars' catalog is flavor. And it's nothing but love for him. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's what's up. Now, let's talk about the brand, you know what I mean, that you're rocking. You know what I mean? Your walking billboard is looking like right now.
You
know what I mean? The MBS. Let's talk about it. When did that get established?
This got established about almost a year and a half ago.
Okay. So it's fairly new.
Yeah. Because before it was make a dollar, stack a dollar, live it. Mm-hmm. Music group came from Netflix.
Okay.
So I opened mine up and she opened his up.
Mm-hmm.
And as you see his brand, he's rocking his brand too.
Say
Escape.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, tell the people who you are, man.
Yeah, light the people a little bit. Mic is on. Your mic is up.
Yeah, you already know it's your boy Spaz, coming out of Queen City, you know him, said Atlanta, I've been everywhere, this
hey.
Is what we do, this is what we do, I done touched all parts of the fucking country, I've been doing this since I was 15, going on 21 in a couple months, I don't put mad niggas on, I don't help mad niggas, I record, I shot my own video, I mixed my own music on my own studio. I was 15 when I first turned down my deal. I fucking signed with my boy Young Sam out of Cali. You know, shout out to all my niggas out of Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Went to Cali, touchdown. Me and Shields turned that shit up. Made it crazy. We running the streets right now, and it is what it is, you know? It's what we do all the time.
Yeah, you gonna tell it all, man.
That's
what
we
do. How's Uncle
Will inspired you, man? Oh, man. This is my team right here. Like, label, all that artist, all that shit is cool, but it's just us two. It's just us. Like, at the end of the day, it's just us. When we catching them flights, it's just us. When we on that stage, it's just us. I know what he do, he know what I do, you know? Nobody else knows me like he know me. Any track we ever done was fire. It's all facts, you know? This is what we do. Like, I lay it down for him, he lay it down for me, you know? And it goes that way, vice versa, you know? Anything that you want to talk to me about, you talk to him about.
Wait, you got a little accent, man.
Yeah,
I'm taking a little accent, man. Where you from, the South?
Yeah, I was in Charlotte for 10 years.
In Charlotte, okay. Yeah, it's just a little accent, don't worry. I was about to say New Orleans or
something.
It's just a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But let me ask you something, man. Coming from, you know, Charlotte, you see a little any difference in the rap game from Charlotte to New York?
Yeah, it's a lot of better. It's a lot of rappers down there that more so stick together because the city, I guess, is overall, the city is smaller, you know? So everybody knows everybody in the city. You know how it is out here on Long Island? Like, you got Terrace, you know, Roosevelt, all out here. How it's like that circle, but once you leave off the island, it's a whole nother circle of rappers. It's not like that down south. But Charlotte is nothing but a complete circle, and everybody knows everybody. Everybody pretty much rock with everybody. Even though nobody necessarily took that big leap yet to be put on mainstream, but it's a lot of talent and it's a lot of rappers out there that's doing their thing. A lot of them. Shout out to Tay, that's my bro. He's doing his thing right now. His new single up, going on 20,000 views, you know, in a week. You know, that's what he's doing.
Definitely. Charlotte definitely one of them cities that, you know. not really looked at sometimes, but in God, you definitely realize that it's official.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's coming down to my favorite time of the show, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's time to spit, baby.
Matter of fact, you know what? I have a new track that I wrote. And I thought I sent it to him.
You got it? Yeah. Y'all already know what it is, man. It's in the Loop Radio, man. You know what I mean? I'm the lobbyist. This my man H right here. You know what I mean? Y'all live, man. You understand what I'm saying? Usually we talk about boxing when it's like, but we're doing a lot more than boxing today, man. We got my man Shills over here about to spit, man. We're going to show y'all how we do it in Long Island, New York. Hence that. In the building, man. He from, you know, he represents Terrace. I represent, you know, the Heights. I represent Parkside. All the places, man. You know, I don't live in a lot of places, you know.
That's not an interview. It's called Facts of Life.
Really? You know what it is. You in the loop right now. About to get into that freestyle with Shiz, man. Yo, it's a lot of hip hop going on in Long Island, man. A lot of people don't represent the way they need to, but we gonna do it, you know? Yowchi.
There you go.
What the hell is your phone you got?
Huh?
What phone
no.
you got? The note?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, you got the, it's the regular cord, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, my.
Just email.
Oh, you emailed it to me.
Alright. Yeah, I just sent it to you just now.
Because we could hook this phone up.
Yeah.
Wait, do this. That's probably
yeah,
it.
You want to hook the phone up?
Yeah, hook the phone up to mine. Give him the LMP. That's the easier way. But now we're about to hear some bars, baby. You know what I mean? This is official hip hop right here. 516-718-347. Everywhere, man. You know, if you love hip hop, you with us. Yeah? Now I'm on 7. 504. What's the area code out there, Charlotte?
704.
704. Yeah. Yeah.
Last time I've been through this, I see him there. Now this time I come around, he passed, he was killed, and he's doing time now.
Give all the bullets, they spray mad coming, see over jealousy. My niggas get paid for the wet, though. I caught a parent's sword for no show. Clubbing with freaking hoes, but I'm feeling from numb, no. Broad poker to history, these blocks are mystery. Bubble bullets directed me, my mission is left in me. Rugers and heated battle, gave the top for the rattle. All these niggas, he put the title like the adders and apples. Niggas tough, though. The guns, though. Stuck with a gusto. Assholes die slow, fucking burning like castro. Kill niggas for coke blocks, hustle but don't cop. Resurrected the last spot, sick of the money knots. Doomed to get a prisoner to think for the killer. All these niggas that say they killin', hit him up for the squirrel. In my last stand, I reckon who you niggas expect to end my sentence. Less than just a damn in a second. That's how
yeah.
we do, man. We in the loop.
We in the loop.
CA. Fast.
Yeah.
Give him a little flavor, man. Yeah.
Niggas do his own thing. It's probably watching niggas and niggas with power. Like a hammer to a nail, highway on the jail. Cause the chicken fucking dick, I stay fucking clean. Niggas know I'm about to make it, but these niggas talking hate. Say, if you buy money, a nigga been had that. And now I'm getting so much hate, niggas can't stab that. Now where my stash at?
Cause if you know what I touch you, when niggas talking all that shit, like you know I will cut you.
Yeah. Yo, man, know what you hey, man, I got some more, man. That's simple. What day you talking, man? You ready for this, man? Huh? Got this. TA, we in here. Yeah. In the loop. Yak Radio. Here we go. 1-2-1-2. I know I'm hating niggas watching me. Eyes closed. How does it go? Hold on. I know I'm hating niggas watching me. Eyes wide, stuck closed, finding thoughts to me. Put him out of misery. Fans got their eye on me. I'm slumping, anybody screwing me. Trying to stop and get the best of me. We got drama, pray for victory. I got three strikes, spelling that it's good for me. Sacrifice is life for me. People put the blame on me. That's when I mask, I burn and sting them all like a solid on the victory. With nothing to lose, I'm coming hard. Use the strategy. I push the popularity. Old man mad at me. Headline tragedy. I had to miss it. To have to be sympathy, wouldn't bother me. What's your history? Almanac missing me. What you want from me? A mentor? I could never be you. See up heavenly, efficiency, rough thoroughly, a hard knock life pedigree. In the loop, yak radio. We out here.
We out here, man. You already know what it is, man. Before we get up out here, let the people know where they can get you at, too.
And you get me at Instagram at the real shit, you know what I mean? Then you got me. Twitter at the real chill, same thing, 34,000 plus. I mean, yeah. You trying to get up here. This is how we move, man.
Yeah.
Facebook, government name, John Hill. If you see some of my tracks, it says, Peter John Hill, because the hooks are crazy.
All right, y'all already know what it is. Let the people know where they can get you.
Got a lot of money, now he runs to a nigga. Fresh ones on, got a nigga looking clean. Got the Hellcat, so you know it's down to me. When I come through your hood, my trunk stay knocking. Got a lot of money in my motherfucking pocket. You read up, boy, but this shit is all profit. You niggas hate on fast, really need to stop it. Got your girl in the back, and she giving it up. A smart nigga buy a bag, but he won't get the cash. Nigga, look in my eyes, now you see a real G. If he talking about money, then he talking about me. Man, these light-skinned niggas, they really need niggas hating on fast cause they know that he got it. If you come into my hood, then you know you out of pocket. Let a nigga try some bullshit, I seen that fucking rocket. Niggas better back up before they get slapped up. See a girl walking by, might grab his ass up. Can't stand the lame niggas that's just running his mouth. He told all the fucking business, now it's running his house. Man, these lame ass rappers always trying to get clout. But if you talk about bars, then it's never a drought. Man, I really run shit, always with a bad bitch. If you talk about money, then it's more than fucking dick.
Sandscape Music Group, make a dollar, stack a dollar music group, you see us, we out here, MGSEMG, SOSMG, we are definitely in the building,
yeah.